Okay. I want to welcome you to this year's Washington Council of the Blind Showcase of Talent. We are so glad you're here tonight. And are we streaming?
Yes.
Please, everyone, give a warm WCB welcome to people listening on ACB Radio. And please give a great big welcome and thank you to the people behind the scenes who have been busting their butts for the sound. Okay, so there in the back of the room, there are cookies and pop. Very exciting for us. And then on the tables when I came in, people were putting candies on the tables. So I don't know where they are, but they're there somewhere. So, okay. And like I said, please make sure that your phones are off. And are you guys ready for the showcase of talent? All right. Well, I'm going to get started first. And I'm going to be singing All Jacked Up. Crowd participation. Always welcome. Ready? Thank you. This is the sound of silence. Jukebox song ringing in my ears. Next thing you know, the bartender's pouring. Shots are flowing, got me going. All I really know is that I should be going. But I'm soaking up the moment. I'm all jacked up. All jacked up. I don't believe I ever had this much. One thing I learned when you get tore up, well, time sure flies when you're all jacked up. Ain't that the truth? It was getting mighty close to 10 o'clock. What the hell? I have one more shot. And then I winked at a boy at the end of the bar. I guess I might have must have gone a little too far. Cause a big old girl walked out of the blue. 10'2" with a bad attitude. She stepped right up, knocked out my tooth. I guess I had it coming. I deserved it too. Cause I was all tacked up. And this is something they definitely say to you. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. That's what they said when I got my last beer. Oh my God, it's 2 o'clock. I can't find my keys and my truck stopped. So I grabbed a tire tool and I broke my window. Hurt my elbow, got me in though. 2 foot later, backed into a light pole. All the town folks got a good show. I'm all tacked up. Oh,
Thank you. Thank you, guys. So the drinks in the back are not going to get you all jacked up, just so you know. But maybe in hospitality. So our next person that is going to be, he's going to be playing the piano. He lives on this side of the mountain. He lives in Yakima. You guys give it up for Reg George.
We're now for something completely different. I thought this was a family show.
Depends on your family.
This is one of my favorite pianists.
His name is
David
Lance. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Is there
a mic over there on the piano?
Oh. This song is by David Lance, and it's called Behind the Water.
Can you pass this hand real quick and then bring it back?
Thank you. Oh. This is a song by a pianist named David Lance, and it's called Behind the Waterfall.
Fantastic. I heard somebody say, I didn't know Reg played. So, thank you. So, our next performer is on the other side of the mountain. And he will be playing the guitar and singing If Tomorrow Never Comes, Nathan Brannan.
Wow, I don't know if I can top that. That was really good. Really good piano playing. I love piano, so I enjoyed that. Let's fix that. How about now? I'm not that hungry, but, you know. So, as Mika said, I'm going to do the song If Tomorrow Never Comes, that's been made famous by Garth Brooks, who the other person who was involved in writing it was Kent Blazy. Very good songwriter, actually. He's written some good stuff. But the reason why I wanted to do this song is because, you know, it's really important to let those that you love, let them know that you do love them. And so I thought, you know, I just want... I dedicate this song to my lovely wife, Julie. I feel very, very honored and very lucky to have her in my life. And so I'd like to write a song that could say what this song does. So anyway, I'm going to do this one tonight. So here we go. Oops. Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lie there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I didn't wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? 'Cause if tomorrow never comes, would she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? If my time must face this world without me. This love I gave her in the past, gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes. 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I love them. Now I live with those regrets and my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made this promise to myself to show each day how much she means to me and avoid those circumstances where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. Tomorrow never comes, would she know how much I love her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? If my time on earth were through and she must face this world without me, the love I gave gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes. So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
Thank you.
That was sure beautiful, wasn't it? Yay. That's right. So, how many of you in this room like to laugh? Nobody. Okay. So, someone who is going to lead us into some laughs.
Yeah.
From Seattle, please give a great big warm WCB welcome to Doreen Cornwell.
So, thank you. I'm a little nervous because I'm following all this kind of cool music, and I have stuff that'll probably make you laugh, and it's got a little kind of some sad edges. I am going to tell you about service animals and public transportation and overseas travel, because when I got ready to get on the bus to come here or to pack yesterday, my glasses fell apart, which happens sort of often. And one of the things I do is wire my glasses back together with a twist tie. And one time I was going on spring break from a study abroad trip in Russia, and my glasses fell apart and I wired them together with a twist tie. And then we got to Kiev and I noticed there was an optical shop near the hotel where we were staying. And so after we got settled in, I like walked 2 blocks back to the hotel in the snow in March. And I wanted to see if the guy could put a screw in my glasses. And he had a screw, but it wasn't the right size screw. So he got out this giant wooden mallet. And I don't know about you, but anybody who like wears glasses, giant wooden mallet near your like really expensive glasses is kind of a scary thing. And the other part of that is that now when I read about Kiev, like on Twitter, it takes me to straight to really depressing, sad articles because there's a stupid, awful war and some bad corruption and a bunch of things we kind of want to just keep at bay tonight. So I'm sorry to be a little bit of a downer. So I didn't bring Ambassador Thwack, my white cane and anger management consultant. He's being, one of his bad behaviors is that he doesn't like to work, and so he's lying over there on the table. I have also acquired a new member of my entourage. I have a service python. Now, this came about a long time ago because a friend of mine was kind of giving me a hard time when I was dealing with the like worst of the vision loss adjustment. He's like, well, how about you get a service python? And I'm like, you know, that could be a little difficult. I mean, people have enough trouble getting a ride with their service dogs. And, you know, once in a while, there's somebody who's got a, like, service lizard and needs to take public transit to his appointment. And, you know, and then there's all the, like, emotional support animals that need emotional support when they try to get on the bus. But I've decided I really need a service python because one time I went and I did a presentation with a blind friend. And she had a seeing eye dog, and you should never compete with the seeing eye dog. All the kids were way more interested in the seeing eye dog than in either of the adults. But now I have a service python. And so there's 2 cool things about the service python. You can't see it, so nobody's going to ever give me hassle if I need to get on the bus. And if you can't see the service python, it can't eat you. So that's my... You guys are so easy. I was like, are they going to laugh at that? Okay. Couple of more little bits about public transit. I have to tell you, I think I promised them 2 minutes. Last time I promised somebody 2 minutes, they let me go on for a whole 3.5 minutes, and it was the King County Council, and it was all about paratransit, which is kind of like, that should scare you. But I was kind of flattered that they were willing to listen to what I had to say. Most of you who live in Washington know that in most parts of Washington, it's now legal to smoke marijuana. And I can... So I voted for that initiative. I'm not keeping track. I think there's supposed to be tax dollars rolling in, but I am not really up on what's happening with that. But I did not vote for every bus stop in this area to reek of weed. And so... if somebody out there is writing mobile phone apps, work on one called Weed Be Gone so I don't have to smell it. All right. So then the other sort of part of that is that I'm actually really bad at mind-altering substances. Like those of you who have no vision, I can see between 0 and 5 of any given object depending on my glasses and the bifocals and lighting, and I can see between 0 and 5 of something in front of me and literally not see the Mack truck beside me. So, like, mind-altering substances are just kind of superfluous. And I'm gonna just say thank you all to WCB and repeat a line, a joke line I used one time. I had to give a little speech at the end of our program in Russia. And one of the things I said was, well, we've had a chance to become a whole lot closer to the Soviet people, at least on the public transit. I think we've had a lot of time to get closer to each other this week and this weekend. And I want to thank you all and thank you all for laughing.
Thank you, Doreen. Yeah, this organization loves to laugh and smile. So the next person who will be coming up to sing, also from the west side of the mountain. I see we all came here this time, huh? she is going to be singing Sometimes by Step. Give it up for Sarah Edick.
Yes, we're working on it. There we go. I'm actually scared. I don't know if you guys know this, but Doreen's my roommate. And I thought I heard something creeping on the floor last night. Now I'm really scared.
Because they are hardwood floors. It's totally weird.
No, it's her. It's her seeing eye python. I dedicate this song to everybody. I sing this song because I'm thankful to everybody who got me here, and I'm thankful that for just being here, and I'm thankful to everybody and to God. Sometimes the night was beautiful, sometimes the sky so far away. Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so hot. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Uh-oh. This road to righteousness, sometimes the climb can be so steep. I may falter in my steps, but never beyond your reach. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. And I will follow you all of my days. And I will follow you. by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. And I will follow you all of my days.
Sometimes the night was beautiful.
And I will follow you all of my days.
Apologize. This is my first run through on this song.
Nice job. Thank you, Sarah.
That was a dry run. I had no idea.
So, our next performer is one that you all know well, or you should. He is from the United Blind of the Tri-Cities, who are way in the back, my goodness. And he does the Constitutional and Bylaws Committee. He is also the man, as I like to call him, the man with the sound plan. He may or may not like coffee.
Okay, need Larry to set it up.
And he gives some of the best hugs ever. You guys, give it up for Frank Cuda singing Poncho and Lefty. Or Poncho and Lefty.
Got that, Larry? Yeah, oh yeah, that's good, okay. Reggie there? All right. Living on the road, my friend, is gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mother's only boy, but a favorite one it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit boy, horses fast as polished steel, wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on a desert down in Mexico. No one heard his dying words, but that's the way it goes. And all the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The gust that Poncho ate down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid old Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Ain't nobody knows. And all the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Take it, Reggie. say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Poets tell how Poncho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, but save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Ah, now he's growing old. A few old federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Man of many talents, that Frank Cuda. He's playing guitar and Reg is on the piano. On the keys, thank you. Our next performer from Tacoma, from the Pierce County Association of the Blind, is singing Colors of the Wind, is Haley Edick.
I could do it a cappella. I chose this song because I think there's a lot of tension for things that people don't understand about each other. And if we listen enough and learn about each other enough, it does need to happen. Thing you can claim, but I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. The footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountains? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Come run the hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the swansea berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you. For once, never wonder what they're worth. The windstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends. Have you a sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then, oh, sorry. Have you turns in the mountain?
ocean. Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? How high does a sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or wear them when you white or copper skinned. We need to sing with all the voices of the mountains. We need to paint with all the colors of the wind. You can own the earth, and still all you'll own is earth until you can paint with all the colors of the wind.
Beautiful, Haley. That was beautiful. Our next performer is someone that I might know. Is someone that I know very, very well. From the Peninsula Council of the Blind, she will be singing Dancing in the Sky and will be accompanied by Reg George. Please give a warm welcome to Cindy Van Winkle.
Before I get started on this song, I just wanted to say that I wasn't sure what I was going to sing for the show tonight. And over the weekend, someone on Facebook shared this song, and it just spoke to me. Earlier this month, one of my dearest friends lost her 19-year-old son to suicide. And I felt so far away from her, and wish I could have been there for all of the family's goings on with the services and everything. But this song, we've all lost people, and maybe it's something we'd want to sing to them too. So this is for you, Bridget, and your daughters. And this is for anybody who's lost somebody they love. And I also want to thank Reg for really, over the weekend, I asked him if he'd play it with me. And he said he would learn it, and he did. And so here we go. Give it a try. So tell me, what does it look like in heaven? Is it peaceful? Is it free like they say? Does the sun shine bright forever? Have your fears and your pain gone away? 'Cause here on earth it feels like everything good is missing. And here on earth everything's different. You're dancing in the sky. I hope you're singing in the angels' choir. And I hope the angels know what they have. I bet it's so nice up in heaven since you arrived. So tell me, what do you do up in heaven? Is your life filled with love and light. Is there music? Is there art and invention? Tell me, are you happy? Are you more alive? 'Cause here on earth it feels like everything good is missing. And here on earth everything's different. Dancing in the sky, and I hope the angels are singing in the angels' choir, and I hope the angels know what they have. I bet it's so nice up in heaven since you arrived. I hope you're dancing in the sky. I hope you're singing in the angels' choir. And I hope the angels know what they have. I bet it's so nice up in heaven since you arrived. Since you arrived. So what does it look like in heaven? Is it peaceful? Is it free like they say?
Wow, that was beautiful. So our next performer is from the east side of the mountain, Spokane. Anybody from Spokane in here tonight? All right, the whole back table, okay. So he originally attended the convention from a youth conference, and he is back again. So we are so excited. He will be playing the piano and playing a song called Bobcat Boogie. Please give it up for Colin Fossell. That just gets you moving, doesn't it? So our next performer is a first-time attendee of our convention. She is also a scholarship winner. She will be singing the song Sad, Beautiful, Tragic. Very intriguing.
Can I come?
for. Yeah, that's right. Please, everyone, welcome Courtney Cole.
Hi, everyone. I'm super glad to be here with all you guys tonight. I'm sorry, but I have to bring the mood back down again. I apologize. Just to tell you a little bit about why I'm singing this song, on September 17th, I lost someone I love very much to suicide. And this song is for him.
Would you just try to listen? Hang up, give up for the life of us we can't get back. We had a beautiful magic love affair. What I said. Beautiful magic, beautiful tragic, beautiful. And we had a beautiful magic love affair. What I said, beautiful tragic love affair. Oh, we had a beautiful magic.
tragic love affair. What I said, beautiful magic love affair.
Beautiful. Thank you, Courtney. So our next performer coming up, we're back to the west side of the mountains. And she will be singing a cappella. And she will be singing a song called It Won't Be Long. And it's a gospel song by Andre Crouch. And it's Jeannie Jacobs.
Okay. It won't be long when we'll be leaving. It won't be long. We'll be going home. So I want you to count the years as months, count the months as weeks, count the weeks as days. We'll still have a little time, so count the weeks as days, count the weeks as days. Any day now, we'll be going home. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Jeannie. Our next performer is someone that you all know very well. I like to think of him as the supreme jokester. Uh-oh. So, you from the Peninsula Council of the Blind, please give a very warm WCB welcome to Tim Van Winkle.
Hi. So I'm supposed to be funny, so you can laugh now. No. All right. So, do you guys know what is what has 35 feet and 7 teeth?
Really scary spider.
No. The line at Walmart. Last night I went to Walmart and, you know, I was really tired. It was about midnight and walked up to the cashier and she said, strip and face me. And I didn't realize until the end that she was talking about my credit card. Try not to laugh. Ba-dum-bump. Anyways, let's see. So this lady, she was going into the pharmacy, right? And she walks right up to the pharmacist and says, sir, I'd like to get 10 pounds of cyanide. And the pharmacist is like, what? What do you want to do with that? And she goes, oh, I'd really like to kill my husband. And she's like, what? And she says, yeah, I'd really like to kill my husband. So he gets on the phones calling the cops, and she's digging through her purse. She pulls out a picture of his wife and her husband. And he goes, oh, I see you have a prescription. So this lady, she's weed whipping the end of the outside of her house, and the family pet, a cat, runs between the end of the weed whip and the house, and the weed whip, so weed whacker, whatever. And the lady accidentally cuts the cat's tail off. She panics. She throws the weed whip down, grabs the cat, grabs the tail, and heads directly to Walmart. Do you know why Walmart? No, it's the world's largest retailer. So do you guys know what's orange and sounds like a parrot? A carrot. Thank you. Have a good night.
Wow. All right, Tim. So, oh, man. I hope nobody has to go retail anything anytime soon. Oh, dear. So our next performer... I'm okay. Okay. Our next performer is from Seattle, Washington. She will be singing "He Ain't Heavy."
Okay. So
hold on, let me introduce you.
Sorry.
Hold on. This is my show.
Oh. Okay, this is Mika's part of my show.
No. Please give a warm welcome to Peggy Martinez.
Thank you, Miss Mika, very much. Well, we've had a lot of uplifting songs, and this one here is a song of, of love, of compassion for your brother and sister, and I just think that in these times we need that. And this is a little track recorded by my friend. We had a folk duo called Fred and Wilma, and here is the way that we do "He Ain't Heavy." Ready? The road is long with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows where, who knows when. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. On we go. His welfare is my concern. No burden is he to bear. We'll get there. And the load, it will not encumber me. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. If I'm a late at all, I'm a late with sadness that everyone's heart isn't filled with the gladness of love for one another. It's a long, long road from which there is no return. While we're on the way, cannot share. And the load doesn't weigh me down at all. He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
Wow, wonderful job. So, while our next performer is coming up, is Steve Fixel in the room by chance? Could you come up here, please? You're in trouble, buddy. Yeah. So I like to call this surprise talent show. So Steve's going to be singing. Don't you run away from me. Look, I need a hug. So tonight, really wonderful Tim Van Winkle. Yeah, went around and spoke to the membership. And Steve, this membership would like to present you with a Washington Council of the Blind Life membership. And here is your heart. We love you. We love you, Steve.
No matter what they say about you. There you go, sir. You got a sparkly heart now. No crying. Right. No crying.
All right. Now me and the cowardice lion have a heart. You don't know what this means. You people, and I said it earlier today, you people mean the world to me, and that's what makes me want to do what I do. And I love you. You're great people. Thank you.
All right, and thank you, membership. We love you so much. So our next performer is going to be playing the piano, and he will be playing a song called Maple Leaf by Scott Joplin. Please give a warm welcome to Young Choi.
Thank you.
Awesome. So our next performers, you know, so I would call them double trouble, but really they're double Turi. And this is why I'm not up here doing comedy tonight. So singing a song called No Pillows with Jim playing the guitar. Please give a welcome to Jim and Holly Turi.
And then here's the... Where do I sing? Jim has to talk to it first.
Yeah, I'll just talk. Well, this song was born many years ago, and then it kind of sat like a plant seed waiting to grow. And just recently, we decided to finish the idea. But the idea was born when we had two pet dogs. This was before we had a guide dog, which are much better behaved. And so we had a Basenji dog, and we had an adopted beagle that we adopted from a lady who used oxygen, and she was afraid the beagle would chew through the oxygen tubes. So we said, well, we'll give the beagle a home. So now we have these two dogs, and what one dog didn't think up, the other one did. So it was Christmas time, and Holly made two loaves of banana bread or something like, some kind of nice sweet bread, and to take to two different events and put them on the stove top to cool. Put groceries away, we came back. There's only one loaf of bread. Because what am I going to take? What happened to it? We looked around. Maybe the grocery man moved it. No, it couldn't. And then suddenly we hear this. And one dog had pulled it down, and the other, they were having their own Christmas party right there. So right then, this song was born.
There's no pillows in the pound. There's no pillows in the pound. You can hear that crying sound, 'cause there's no pillows in the pound. And my prayer is, we need mothers to be found and daddies all around, so no longer will we hear that sound howling in the pound. And the doggies' tails will wag, and the cats, they will brag, of course, because they've all found good homes with pillows all around. And the doggies' tails will wag, and the cats, they will brag, 'cause they've all found good homes with pillows all around. All you dogs better take note, man.
Thank you to Frank for letting me borrow his guitar.
Man, it's harsh. So, that's right. So, our next performer, Jim, will be staying up here. Isn't that what you said? Yeah, okay. Just making sure. Jim will be staying up here. And our next singer is from that same chapter of the United Blind of Whatcom County. He will be doing a poem, a cowboy poem, as I understand, called Old River, with Jim Turi playing in the background. And is this your first convention? First timer. first convention. So make him feel loved, Mr. Earl Hickey.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. So everybody's having a great time here tonight. Isn't this wonderful? Wow. I tell you, the talent that's coming out is just amazing. So we've got one by Old Rivers here. Yep. We'll get Jim going here. Okay, he's got the tune going. So, how old was I when I first seen Old Rivers? Why, I can't remember when that old feller ain't around. He had a one-room shack not fur from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. And he had an old mule he called Midnight, and I used to tread along after them. Now, he used to plow them furrows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, a-bustin' up sods with my own bare feet, 'cause Old Rivers was a friend of mine. Now, the sun'd get high, and that mule would work, and Old Rivers'd finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow, lean back on the reins, talk about a place he's going to go. Now he'd say, one of these days, I'm going to climb that mountain. I'm going to walk up there amongst them clouds where the cotton's high and the corn's growing and there ain't no fields to plow. Well, time moved on and I moved away from home and got my own little sod farm. But I got a letter today from the folks back home. Well, they all's fine. Crops are drying. But down near the end there, Ma said, son, you know, Old Rivers has died. Well, sitting here now in this new plowed earth, neighbor's boy sitting here by my side, I'd tell him about the good old days with Old Rivers and I. I say, now one of these days, I'm going to climb that mountain. I'm going to walk up there amongst them clouds where the cotton's high and the corn's a-growing and there ain't no fields to plow. Now, by golly, looky up yonder, way up there in them clouds, what I see. Well, there's that mule and Old Rivers and me. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
That was sure sweet, wasn't it? That was really wonderful. So we are reaching what I like to call the end, toward the end of the night. I know. We have one more performer. And as he's coming up, I just want to acknowledge once again all the people who have made this possible, this show possible tonight. Our sound guys, our people back there who've been working with the sound. Rick, who's been out there streaming on ACB Radio. Our wonderful, wonderful people who've been guiding people up to the stage, Danielle Miller and Bruce Radke. And oh my goodness, it has just been a wonderful night. And thank all of our performers. So this person, I was walking down the hall and I heard him singing. And so I knocked on the door and pretended like I was security. Unless there's anyone in the hotel listening, I did not do that. And it was just so lovely. So, and he is going to be shutting down the show. So it is his first convention, and he came here with the Orientation and Training Center students. And he will be singing a song called Stay With Me. Please welcome Nelson Tualival.
Mic check, 1, 2. How's everybody doing tonight? I mean, come on. We're talking about some talent show. How's everybody doing tonight? Before I sing this song, I'd like to dedicate this song to all the couples in here. Thank you to the committee that put together this talent show, and shout out to the WCB members. Where my OTC students at? All right. This is Stay With Me. Hope you enjoy. Turn it up, please.
I guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand, but I still need love, cause I'm just a man. Days I still seem to go to plans. I don't want you to leave, would you hold my hand? Or won't you stay with me? Cause you all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. My darling, stay with me.
Sometimes all I ask myself is,
why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look in some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can stay with me so it doesn't hurt. No, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. My darling, stay with me. No, you all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. My darling, stay with me. No, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, clear to see. My darling, stay with me. My darling, stay with me.
Good night, everyone.
Fantastic. Thank you all for coming to tonight's showcase of talent. It has been so much fun to be able to MC for you guys tonight. I've really enjoyed it. And be sure to go to Hospitality. What time does it start, Cindy?
Right now.
Oh, right now. Go. Have a good night, you guys.